A marvelous Sunday into Monday for each of you, and welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Obviously, from the 2022 NBA draft, what will be remembered for the Grizzlies is them investing heavily in youth. But the other significant takeaway was that DeAnthony Melton is now a Philadelphia 76er. What that means for this offseason, plus with Tyus Jones's impending free agency, does the backcourt after Jaw and Desmond become a bigger priority than we may have thought? That and much more on this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Here we go.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome one and all to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name's Sean Coleman. Once again, flying solo here with you today. My co-host, Michael Cole, will be back with us later this week. You can find myself at StatsSAC, DeMichael at DeMichael C. Myself, my written work is over at Grizzly Bear Blues. DeMichael's is over at The Commercial Appeal. Both of us are credentialed media members and your co-hosts here at Locked On Grizzlies, your Grizzlies every day. Don't forget, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter. Find it for free on all podcast platforms. Just hit the subscribe button to get the latest content. And right here on YouTube as well, hit that subscribe button below. Simply lets us know that you definitely are enjoying the show and lets others who want to find the latest Grizzlies content allows them to find it as well. Of course, we want to remind you that the sponsor of our show is BetOnline.net. So many things to bet on in the sports world right now. You want to make it simple and easy. There's no easier or faster way to do it than BetOnline.net. So yes, it's official. The trade calls have been made. The introductions have been done. We've spoke to the media. It is official. Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, Kennedy Chandler, yes, and Vince Williams are officially Memphis Grizzlies. And what stands out, well, I guess contracts need to be signed, but what stands out about this class for the Grizzlies is that they once again invested in youth. The Grizzlies wanted to make sure that they had invested depth. They are investing in depth in the area of combo forwards, in the area of shot quality, having an option that, you know, in a few years could clearly be number two point guard behind Ja Morant. The Grizzlies got depth in areas of need, and that's what their focus was going into this draft. Now, one of the big questions I posted on the podcast that came out earlier on Sunday was, could the Grizzlies have still accomplished their goal without having to give up DeAnthony Melton, for instance? Or could the Grizzlies potentially have put together the 22, 29 picks, DeAnthony Melton, a future second? Could they potentially have put those in a package together to go and get, you know, more of a, you know, higher upside type option? Certainly. All those things are definitely on the table. But at the end of the day, the Grizzlies prioritized having two options that could be valuable contributors in that combo 3-4 position moving forward, and Jake LaRavia and David Roddy, than what they could have got had they just put it into one option, like maybe an AJ Griffin or trading for an established NBA talent. But we know the rookies that have come into Memphis, that have arrived in Memphis. What about DeAnthony Melton? What is it when it comes to DeAnthony Melton that made it to where the Grizzlies felt that he was expendable? And I think what it just simply comes down to with DeAnthony Melton is that the Grizzlies felt the overall contributions of DeAnthony Melton, that would be easier to replace than trying to find quality depth at that combo forward position moving forward. That's what I simply think that it came down to. It was, how easy is it to find valuable parts of the roster? And the Grizzlies prioritized having good front court depth and options they could use in different matchups than a combo guard who has more of a wing skill set that doesn't really have a lot of point guard potential. That comes down to what the Grizzlies prioritized for their roster more than it is an indication of how valuable DeAnthony Melton is as a player. Because make no mistake about it, DeAnthony Melton is an extremely valuable player. Now, the consistency of how valuable he can be It can go up and down. He is a streaky player, especially on offense. That certainly is true. But I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it again. DeAnthony Melton is a few things, in my opinion. When he is hitting threes on a consistent basis, he is one of the most valuable bench players in the NBA due to the three-point shooting that he can create in bunches and also the turnovers that he can cause when he's on the floor. You typically don't get that type of two-way impact from a reserve, and that was a very valuable part of the Grizzlies bench. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I truly do think that he has the talent to be a top eight option in an NBA playoff rotation. The problem is that for DeAnthony Melton, a lot of his production fell off in the playoffs. We'll discuss that in just a moment. But the reason why DeAnthony Melton is so valuable is because of the consistency that he has when it comes to creating turnovers. DeAnthony Melton, in terms of per 36, per minute, what have you, he's one of the best rebounding guards in the NBA. He's one of the best creators of blocks in the NBA. And he legitimately is a top two player when it comes to creating steals in the NBA. The only person that's ahead of him is his new teammate, Matisse Thybulle of the Philadelphia 76ers, since Thybulle came into the league. That's what stands out about DeAnthony Melton, and I think it's going to be something that the Grizzlies are going to miss. The Grizzlies are a team that are set up to use defense to turn into offense. They want to get out on the run and finish plays before the defense gets set. DeAnthony Melton was a great contributor to that cause. Unfortunately, it's no longer there. But the thing is that, yes, DeAnthony Melton definitely is a valuable player. In his time in Memphis between the regular season and the playoffs, there were 28 times where DeAnthony Melton had two steals and two threes in the game. The Grizzlies were 18-10 in those games, including 13-7. This past year. And the other big thing that stood out was that DeAnthony Melton was a big reason why the Grizzlies bench was so productive. We've seen so much talked about over the past two seasons. The Grizzlies' best asset, especially in the regular season, is their depth. When their starters are out, when Jaren Jackson Jr. was out for almost the entire 2021 season, we still made the playoffs because of the depth that we had. Last year, John Morant was out, I believe, 25 games in the regular season. We still were the number two seed in the West because of our depth. A big reason why that is because of the two-way versatility of the players on our bench, Brandon Clark, Kyle Anderson, and DeAnthony Melton being big reasons why. That's going to be a significant loss in terms of what Melton can offer. And you also look at the fact that Melton has improved substantially when it comes to his three-point shooting. In his first two seasons in the NBA, Melton made 29 of 95 three-point attempts and 40 of 140 three-point attempts. Since then, DeAnthony Melton has attempted nearly 600 threes and has made them at nearly a 39%. DeAnthony Melton is a good three-point shooter. Now, it's a bit of streaky. You know, again, he can do it in bunches, but there's also times where he can fall off. But the thing is that at the end of the day, if you've got one of the best creators, one of the best producers of turnovers in the league, combined with a source that can also hit threes at a 38 to 40% clip, that is a valuable asset. And to be honest, it's one that the Grizzlies definitely had reason to keep. You know, early last week, about how if Memphis was going to really toggle with the idea of potentially trading a Melton or a Steven Adams or a Dylan Brooks, my thought process was, the way that you do that is by clearly going to get an upgrade that can help now. That's what I thought would be the best option to go with. But instead, again, the Grizzlies more decided to go after harder talents to find, or they decided to get depth at a harder roster, you know, a harder area of the roster to have quality depth in, and they were able to make DeAnthony Melton expendable. So without a doubt, the skill set of DeAnthony Melton, yes, it may be easier to find combo guards who overall can provide similar value when on the court as DeAnthony Melton, but the specific skill set of DeAnthony Melton, that is something that was very valuable for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies produce a lot of turnovers. The Grizzlies love to get out on the fast break. And one thing that the Grizzlies certainly can use as much of as possible is shooting. De'Anthony Melton contributed in all three of those areas. So to be honest with you, I get the logic from a roster setup standpoint of why Melton was expendable for the Grizzlies to go get more combo forward depth. But I still do think that, you know, it is a bit of a tough pill to swallow. It may wind up not being the most valuable way to have used things. In other words, De'Anthony Melton, in my opinion, still clearly had a place on this team, a significant role on this team due to the production and the type of skill set that he offered. But there were a few reasons why De'Anthony Melton was expendable, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to talk with you a bit about BetOnline.net. Now, we've got so many things going on. College World Series, Stanley Cup playoffs, so many things going on right now. Baseball, you know, I know that it's a few months away, but football will be on the horizon before we know it. The point that I'm getting at is that there's always many different sources of sports for you to bet and wager on when it comes to your betting and wagering fun. The thing is, though, you don't want to waste a bunch of time setting up your bets. You want your time to be allotted to looking at data that's going to help you make the right bets and the right wagers. Well, if you want an easy way to do that, BetOnline.net, the fastest and easiest way for you to bet on all your sports action. You can even do Vegas casino games if you want. You can do it on your mobile device, your laptop. Just check out BetOnline.net today. Again, the fastest and easiest way for you to enjoy all of your betting and wagering fun. Listen, we can't thank you enough for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. But of course, we've got free agency coming up when it comes to the NBA. Right after that, the NBA Summer League is coming up. Make sure you check out the Locked On NBA podcast. If you're a fan of the NBA and not just the Grizzlies in general, check out the Locked On NBA podcast for all the latest big stories going on around the league as your second listen of the day after Locked On Grizzlies. So De'Anthony Melton, without a doubt, was a very good regular season contributor for the Grizzlies. He made plenty of impact, plenty of consistent impact when he was on the court. Not just with his defense, but with his improved three-point shooting, with some capabilities that he showed in the half court, his ability to at times offer offense in bunches. One underappreciated aspect, I feel, of De'Anthony Melton is that, to me, in terms of bench players, there are a few other players who are reserves in the NBA that I feel can change the momentum on a dime just like that than De'Anthony Melton can. Whether it be causing a couple of turnovers in a row, finishing on the fast break, coupling, creating a turnover, and then hitting the big three, a 3 or 6 point swing in a matter of a few minutes. Few players can change the momentum of a game off the bench than De'Anthony Melton. And I do think that the Grizzlies, especially in the regular season, are going to miss that aspect of his play. But one of the things that comes to mind when it comes to De'Anthony Melton, and this is where you start to understand the logic when it comes from the Grizzlies of, okay, in times that matter most, in those high leverage and playoff situations, when we look at our talents, where is depth going to be the most valuable and who potentially can be replaced? And when it comes to high leverage and playoff moments, De'Anthony Melton left a little bit to be desired. And it's probably, you know, with him playing a position that's a bit easier to replace than others on a roster. And the fact that as the games became more important and the playoffs, you know, really started to come into focus, De'Anthony Melton's consistency was not as obvious. He was not as valuable in playoff type situations than he was in the regular season. For instance, in his career, De'Anthony Melton, in the playoffs now, has played 15 games, just over 250 minutes per, in total playoff minutes. While Melton has remained productive, he has created 11 steals and 9 blocks in over 250 minutes over 1,500 games. He's rebounded 46, he's had 47 rebounds, 21 assists. He has still been very productive outside of scoring for the Grizzlies. But what really stands out that makes it harder to put De'Anthony Melton on the court, especially when the Grizzlies are needing to score against their competition, is the fact that he has struggled mightily from the field. In those 15 games, De'Anthony Melton is only 32 of 96 from the field, shooting only, he's only made one third of his shots, and he's 17 of 64 from beyond the arc. which is good for 26%. We're talking about De'Anthony Melton, who's gone from the regular season over the past few years, shooting nearly 44%, 40%, and 39% from three during the regular season, going down to shooting only 33% and 26% from three. In other words, De'Anthony Melton's offense was almost non-existent in playoff situations. Now, he had his moments. There was a game against the Utah Jazz. I believe it was either game three or game four. It was in Memphis against the Jazz in the 2020-2021 season, where Melton added value because he was hitting threes late in the game. There were a few times, especially in game two against the Warriors of the Western Conference semifinals this past playoffs, De'Anthony Melton added value. He is someone that can add value against the Warriors. The Warriors at times were a bit turnover happy. De'Anthony Melton added to that. So he did show moments of value, but his consistency significantly dropped off in the playoffs versus what he offered in the regular season. The other thing that stood out over the past few years is that there just was not that strong of a connection between De'Anthony Melton and the coaching staff. We saw how Grayson Allen improved in the 2020-2021 season. We saw how much his shooting improved. We saw how much trust Taylor Jenkins had in Grayson Allen. And though he was traded because there just were naturally better players in Bane and Melton last summer, this year, again, we saw Melton play quite a bit, but it just seemed at times the full trust of the coaching staff was not there to really consistently keep him on the court and figure things out like there was with the Bane or like there was with a Zaire or perhaps a Steven Adams. Make no mistake, De'Anthony Melton can add value without a doubt. He is a very impactful player when he is on the court. But at times, his offense disappears. And so when the Grizzlies need to score, he may not be the best option. And that's something that they may prioritize as they eventually figure out the rest of their backcourt this offseason, is a bit more offensive consistency. We'll discuss that in just a moment. But the point that I'm getting at with De'Anthony Melton is that he does represent the shifting focus of this Grizzlies team. Without a doubt, De'Anthony Melton is a very valuable player. But where does most of that value lie? For him, in his 3 years in Memphis, it was the regular season. That's where he stood out. It was the regular season where De'Anthony Melton had value. And don't get me wrong, that's the type of that type of player is perfectly fine. De'Anthony Melton is being paid to be that type of player. But the Grizzlies' focus is now shifting to continue to upgrade their roster in ways in which their depth is going to make a difference in high leverage in playoff situations more than it is in a regular season. Now, that doesn't mean you simply trade away all your depth. The Grizzlies are going to be to look like a different team potentially next year. They've already traded away Melton. We're going to discuss in just a moment how, you know, there's going to be some competition for Tyus Jones. And with the way the Grizzlies drafted, does that mean they're potentially not going to bring back Kyle Anderson? So a lot of valuable contributors to this Grizzlies bench may potentially be elsewhere next year. But the point is that when it comes to De'Anthony Melton, again, I'm not saying he's invaluable, and I'm not saying he can't be valuable in the playoffs. But in terms of the position that he plays, combo guards who can provide relevant value are a bit easier to find than combo forwards, which the Grizzlies heavily prioritize. And for De'Anthony Melton, though his style of play is certainly valuable and can be valuable in the playoffs, it hasn't been there over the past 2 years. It's been there in the regular season. It hasn't been there in the playoffs. So because of the position that he plays and the fact that as the style of game in the playoffs, which slows down a bit, becomes a bit more methodical, that could limit the overall impact De'Anthony Melton can make if he's not shooting the ball well. If in the eyes of the Grizzlies, De'Anthony Melton is clearly a valuable player, but that value is mostly in the regular season, and he naturally plays a position the Grizzlies can feel elsewhere, then that's what, or the Grizzlies can expend, you know, fewer resources to replace him than they could using him to get front court depth. That's what makes him expendable. Now, I'm not necessarily saying it was the smartest choice, or that I think that, you know, could there potentially have been a better choice out there? Could the Grizzlies have gotten more potential value to get an upgrade that can help this team now coming off last season? Perhaps. But I'm sure they looked into those options. At the end of the day, two truths can exist. DeAnthony Melton is a very valuable player that I feel any team in the NBA would be very lucky to have. And I do feel there's still progression in his game, potential in his game, to where he can become an asset in the playoffs on the right team. But up until this point in his career, despite the progression that he's made, he plays a position that you can find other options to come in and give you somewhat similar relevant value. Maybe not necessarily defensively, but offensively. And you also are trading away a player who has shown a tendency to not be productive in the playoffs, which is where the Grizzlies are focused right now when it comes to changing their roster. So DeAnthony Melton can clearly be a very valuable player. But at this point in time, in terms of what the Grizzlies were looking at for the roster, and in terms of what they feel, and in terms of where their resources need to be allocated, and what type of players they feel are more replaceable than others, DeAnthony Melton became expendable. And that's the reason why he was traded to the 76ers. It's not fun to see. I know Keith Parrish of the Grit and Grind podcast and Fast Break Breakfast, I know it's been a tough weekend for him, you know, as he definitely has shown over the few years, myself and others have shown as well just how impactful DeAnthony Melton has been. DeAnthony Melton was a big part of this team. Not only because the skill sets that he offered were big contributors to how the Grizzlies played, but he seemed to be a great teammate. And the effort that he made to progress as a player was eye-opening as well. So wish him nothing but the best. And again, at the end of the day, perhaps it will take time to fully feel as if the Grizzlies got the most value for him that they could. But at the end of the day, the Grizzlies felt he was expendable because of the position that he plays and also the fact that his value kind of tailed off as the playoffs went. And the Grizzlies are focused on putting together a team, both in terms of their main stars and their depth, that are going to pay off and make a difference in the playoffs. So, but what does that mean now for the Grizzlies' backcourt? Because DeAnthony Melton is now in Philadelphia. The Grizzlies have Ja and they have Bane. They know that they've got one of the better starting backcourts in the NBA. But if one of those players are injured or one of those players need to rest, right now the Grizzlies really only have Kennedy Chandler. And despite Chandler's talent, I don't think you want him having too significant of a role going into next year. So what does that mean in terms of Tyus Jones and other options? We'll discuss that in just a moment. But before we do, listen, sometimes you need to trade out parts of an NBA roster to get better performance for your team. Well, that's what happens when it comes to a car. You may not necessarily need to trade out parts, but you need to replace parts. And the best ways for you to do that is rockauto.com. Number one, within a few clicks of the button, no matter the part that you need or the make and model that you have, you're likely going to find it at rockauto.com. And it's a family-owned business that's been in business for over 20 years. They're trustworthy because they also know that at times, car parts can fall out of budget. So that means that things need to be cost-effective. RockAuto.com is a great way for you to be able to find both those things in a very fast and easy environment. When you visit RockAuto.com, let them know the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. RockAuto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you ever need. Visit RockAuto.com today. Obviously, we can't thank you enough for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. DeMichael will be back with me later this week, and we'll be discussing, diving more into the Grizzlies draft picks from last week, but also looking further into what moves could the Grizzlies make in free agency. Could there be more trades on the horizon, especially if Memphis does not bring back Tyus Jones or Kyle Anderson? It'll be interesting to see. Plus, also, the future commitments to Ja Morant, perhaps Brandon Clark. Plenty to happen over the next few weeks when it comes to the NBA, and we'll have you covered here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So now we know that the 2022 draft has occurred. DeAnthony Melton is now a Philadelphia 76er, and the Grizzlies invested a pick into Kennedy Chandler, which could mean that he eventually, in the future down the line, could be the number two option, the number two point guard behind John Morant. But what about for right now? For a team coming off having the second best record in the NBA, things are potentially aligning to where after a clear strength of this team, a clear reason why this team is progressing so much, Ja being the superstar he is, Bane being one of the best shooters in the NBA. But after that, right now, it's only really Kennedy Chandler that the Grizzlies have available. So that means that backcourt depth now becomes a bit of a focus for this Memphis team. You know, I know John Conchar can play guard a little bit. I know Zaire can play guard a little bit. You know, nothing, not taking anything away against them, but trustworthy options that you know can make a difference during the regular season, during the playoffs, that's what matters. Now, again, as I discussed on the podcast earlier on Sunday, without a doubt, I still think investing in Tyus Jones is a priority, as it should be. If you invest in Tyus Jones, I think that you're also investing in maximizing the freshness and overall ability of Ja Morant to be healthy when it matters most during the playoffs. I do think that because of Tyus Jones's overall decision-making and shooting, that contributed to De'Anthony Melton potentially being traded away. And so Memphis definitely hopes that they can retain Tyus Jones. Well, there are reports that the Washington Wizards, we know the New York Knicks, we know that there are several teams out there who, you know, potentially the Detroit Pistons, we know that there are several teams out there that seem to want to prioritize getting a veteran point guard to get some consistency when it comes to setting up their plays on offense. And so, yes, there may be a team or two out there that potentially want to, you know, give Tyus Jones a significant payday. But at the end of the day, I still think that what remains a fact. We know Tyus Jones wants to be compensated for how well he played this year, and we also know that he wants to be a starter. But at the end of the day, if the only thing that other teams can offer is that veteran mid-level exception, where basically they could sign him for over 4 years for nearly $10 million a year, the Grizzlies can afford that as well. So I think what it comes down to is that unless a team just significantly outprices what the Grizzlies can offer, I still think Tyus has a good chance of coming back to Memphis. And though other teams like the Wizards, for instance, may be able to offer more playing time, I think that Tyus could be convinced to know that he'll still get some starting exposure here as Ja is held out, but also you've got an atmosphere that he's comfortable with. Plus, you also know you've got a promising future where Tyus is going to get plenty of opportunities to play meaningful basketball in the playoffs and what have you over the next several years. So I do think even with the reported interest that other teams have, even with Kennedy Chandler being in the fold now, I still think there's plenty of reason for the Grizzlies to invest in Tyus Jones, and I do think that there's a good chance that not much is going to change else from what other teams offer compared to what the Grizzlies can offer. And the more equal those offers are, I think that's where it's going to be more likely Tyus Jones stays in Memphis. But it's not just about Tyus Jones. At the end of the day, I don't think that this roster is complete if you have a pure point guard in Ja Morant, a pure shooting guard in Desmond Bane. Perhaps the Grizzlies feel with the combo forwards that they've got now, perhaps the Grizzlies feel that Dillon Brooks shifts more into that combo guard role. That could, you know, potentially, you perhaps the Grizzlies felt there was a bit of redundancy, and now that they've gotten a bit bigger, a bit lengthier, now basically Dillon Brooks kind of fills that role at times that De'Anthony Melton did, and that's fine. But if Tyus Jones were to leave, then it becomes a bit more interesting. What potentially do the Grizzlies do then? And even if they retain Tyus Jones, are they potentially done adding to the backcourt? They may be. But the bigger point that I'm getting at is, if Tyus Jones leaves, or if he doesn't, could Memphis potentially use some of their front court depth to go get another backcourt piece? I was talking on Twitter earlier today with a few folks about the idea that, you know, Xavier Tillman, Morton Jensen, who does the NBA podcast, with I believe it's Brian Tepork, two great minds that podcast together. He had talked about the fact that, you know, Chicago possibly could use Xavier Tillman as a backup big. I know Parker Fleming of Grizzly Bear Blues and, you know, a few others had thrown out the idea of potentially looking at Chicago as a trade-up partner and potentially getting Kobe White as a backup point guard. Well, if Tyus signs elsewhere, maybe the Grizzlies could use a future second and Xavier Tillman to go get a player like Kobe White. Yes, Kobe White being expendable is an indication that he probably has not been the type of player Chicago thought he would be when they drafted him seventh overall in the 2019 draft, but he's a good three-point shooter. You're not going to get the decision-making or pure point guard play, but he at least can offer more of a traditional type sense of point guard play than De'Anthony Melton did. And you've got a player who I think has a skill set the Grizzlies could potentially help evolve. And so a year from now, you have him on restricted free agency. If you feel you're ready to go with Kennedy Chandler being Jaw's backup, well, now you've created another asset you potentially could use in trades to get other assets. Not saying that that's a big priority, not saying that comes to fruition, but my point is, with Melton traded, and even if Tyus Jones were to leave in free agency, again, I think I would put it at about a 65 to 70% chance Tyus Jones returns right now. But if Tyus Jones leaves in free agency, the Grizzlies still, even with Melton and even with Jones's productivity moving on and with only Kennedy Chandler right now to show for it, the Grizzlies still have a variety of different ways they can go out and replace their backcourt depth. Maybe take a chance on a few players in free agency who want prove-it deals and would love to do it, you know, on a winning team and a winning culture like Memphis. Kobe White may not be the only trade option out there if you want to go get a pure, combo guard. If the Grizzlies truly do feel that the playmaking of Desmond Bane, or as we see Zaire Williams improve in the summer league this year, like we saw Bane last year, maybe the Grizzlies feel that a pure backup point guard may not be needed. They can trust the playmaking skills for, you know, a few stretches each game. They can go the non-traditional point guard route. That's something they can do. So again, the reason why the Grizzlies traded away De'Anthony Melton and the reason why the Grizzlies are likely not going to really try to get into a bidding war when it comes to Tyus Jones is because as valuable as those two players are, in today's NBA, there are ways that you can use the skill set of others to replace what they do. Not necessarily replace, but get by still to provide the value that those players did. Or you potentially can find other options, free agency, trade, what have you. So with Melton gone, and even if Tyus does get a big payday elsewhere, the point is that there are options out there the Grizzlies can certainly consider. And even though it may be in the short term with whatever option they go with, because they do have Kennedy Chandler in the wings now, the other point of it is this. If the Grizzlies make a move now to go get a player who just replaces Tyus or Melton or in some ways both of them just this year, with how the Grizzlies develop players, the Grizzlies could potentially take that asset. And even if it's not meant for that asset to be here long term, they could use that asset to turn into other assets as time goes on. That's where the creativity of our front office comes into place. And so it'll be interesting to see how they approach. But at the end of the day, without any doubt, the best option here is to definitely re-sign Tyus and move forward with him as Jaw's backup and move forward with his shooting as another option for the Grizzlies to rely on. Hate to see Melton gone. He was such a valuable part of this team for 3 years. You can see how much he meant to his teammates and certainly wish him the best of luck. Hopefully this puts a bigger emphasis on Tyus Jones returning, but I do think that the Grizzlies' backcourt depth becomes a very interesting thing to watch for the rest of the offseason. But of course, there are many other narratives to discuss, and we're going to do that plenty this upcoming week on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. My co-host, DeMichael Cole, DeMichael C. The show at Locked On Grizz right here on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button below and also free on all podcast platforms. Hit the subscribe button there for all the latest content. Until next time, name's Sean Coleman. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Have a great one.